USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone who wants him to get rid of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
If you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
The labor secretary facing some heat as he gave a cushy plea deal to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. House Democratic leaders plan to move ahead on contempt proceedings against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, this over them defying subpoenas regarding the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't understand what the fuss is all about.
I would ask the Democrats, I hear their screaming rhetoric, but truly, what are you afraid of?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to health care costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a new candidate vying to win the Democratic presidential nomination. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Billionaire and liberal activist Tom Steyer had said not that long ago that he was not going to be running for the White House, instead focusing on impeaching Donald Trump. But now Steyer's announced he is joining the already crowded field of Democrats, issuing a video on Tuesday morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement that he was in the race came just hours after former Congressman Eric Swalwell announced he was out of the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President George W. Bush is memorializing Ross Perot as a strong patriot. Perot died today at the age of 89 in Dallas. Bush says the Texas millionaire epitomized the American creed and entrepreneurial spirit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's done working with the British ambassador to the U.S. after it was leaked that he called the president inept and clumsy. The president tweeted that Ambassador Kim Darroch is not liked in the U.S. Now, what also remains to be seen, though, is how this information and why it was leaked. John Hanna's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He tells Fox News.
The scandal is not that you've got diplomats around the world trying to give their foreign offices unvarnished opinions of foreign leaders. I sat in the State Department for a number of years, and listen, this would be the worst nightmare because I read a lot of cables from U.S. ambassadors talking about the foreign leaders that would certainly give the British ambassador a run for his money and how disparaging they were. The real question here is who leaked it? Why did they do it? What's their agenda? There's some talk now in Britain even that they're going to look at possibly a foreign hack of these cables to see whether or not there was an adversary state that's looking to get in between the United States and Great Britain.
New York City officials say it could be upwards of 2 million people at Wednesday's parade for the U.S. women's soccer team. Crystal Dunn is on the team and looking forward to it.
I'm so stoked. I mean, I always tell people I am such a proud New Yorker. It's in my blood. It's everywhere I go.
Officials are getting barricades ready and one ton of confetti for the parade, which kicks off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.